सतावे चन्ना वे चन्ना चन्ना वे चन्ना चन्ना वे चन्ना
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई हुंदी है, क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे हुंदे हो जिस नाल तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने। उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी, कस्टडी किस नूं मिलेगी, ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहणगे।
SNS Lawyers को इन सारे सवालों के जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न वास्ते लियाकत है। अपने हक जानने ले या सलाह लेने ले आज ही SNS Lawyers नु कॉल करो 416-655-2000।
COVID-19 को बढ़ने से रोकने के लिए हम सब ने मिलकर जो कोशिश की है वो कामयाब साबित हुई हैं। लिहाजा आप कारोबार और बाजार खुल जाने की सूरत में भी हिफाजती इकदामात में हम सबको उसी तरह अपनी जिम्मेदारी निभानी है। दरमियान में फासला रखना मत भूलिएगा, और अगर जगह की तंगी की वजह से ये मुश्किल हो तो चेहरे पर नाक और मुंह को अच्छी तरह ढांप के रखिएगा। बाकायदगी से हाथ धोते रहिए, सफाई बहुत जरूरी है। मजीद मालूमात के लिए ontario.ca/coronavirus इश्तेहार मुंजा हुकूमत अंटेरियो।
COVID-19 करके सारा काम ऑनलाइन हो गया, ग्रोसरी ऑनलाइन हो गई, ट्यूशन ऑनलाइन हो गई, और ता होर कल मेनू रिया ने दसिया कि सोडी फर्नीचर वाले भी हुन ऑनलाइन फर्नीचर सेल कर रहे हैं।
बिल्कुल ठीक सुनिया, ते हुन इना दा स्टोर जल्दी ही खुलन वाला है।
ब्रैम्पटन दे सब तो वड्डे फर्नीचर स्टोर्स विचो एक सोडी फर्नीचर ते हुन COVID-19 दे दौरान इना दी वेबसाइट sodifurniture.com ते जाओ अते अपनी पसंद दा फर्नीचर सिलेक्ट करो, ते स्टोर खुलन ते स्टोर विच आके सेम फर्नीचर देखो अते सेम प्राइस ते लो। इना दी कैनेडी लोकेशन 25 खुलन जा रही है। फॉर कॉन्टैक्ट ईमेल central@sodifurniture.com।
सिटी ऑफ ब्रैम्पटन आपसे कुछ कह रहा है, लेट्स कंटिन्यू टू स्टे अपार्ट टू स्टे सेफ। जिन लोगों को आप नहीं जानते हैं उनसे हर वक्त 6 फुट के फासले पर रहें। सोशल गैदरिंग्स जो 5 लोगों से ज्यादा हैं उनको उससे ज्यादा ना बढ़ाएं। ज्यादा मालूमात के लिए कॉल कीजिए ऑन 311 या विजिट कीजिए brampton.ca। इन तमाम एहतियाती तदाबीर को न मानने वालों को सिटी $880 तक फाइन कर सकता है।
अमीजान सलाम, पैसे मिल गए?
जीती रहो। हाँ हाँ बेटा, इस बार सैलरी जल्दी मिल गई क्या?
नहीं अम्मी, जूम किए हैं।
जूम क्या मतलब?
जूम मतलब फास्ट एंड रिलायबल मनी ट्रांसफर। अभी डाउनलोड कीजिए जूम मनी ट्रांसफर ऐप फ्रॉम PayPal, दैट्स XOOM, और अपने मोबाइल से पैसे ट्रांसफर कीजिए, बैंक डिपॉजिट्स, कैश पिकअप या मोबाइल रिचार्ज।
अब पाकिस्तान पैसे भेजिए सिर्फ चंद क्लिक्स के जरिए।
जूम, अ PayPal सर्विस, तेज आसान और महफूज मनी ट्रांसफर।
विलेज टेस्ट अब टेक आउट मेन्यू के साथ, दोपहर 2 बजे से लेके रात 2 बजे तक, क्लोज ऑन ट्यूसडे। लजीज कड़ाही, मीट डिशेस, कबाब, हलीम, बिरयानी और मजेदार कॉम्बोज। टेक आउट और डिलीवरीज के लिए आज ही कॉल करें 9052323663। विलेज टेस्ट, 4141 Dixie Road in Mississauga।
हेयर मैक्स लेकर आए हैं अल्टीमेट हियरिंग सॉल्यूशन विद वर्ल्ड स्मॉलेस्ट एडवांस एंड डिजिटल हेयरिंग एड्स, वो भी सबसे कम कीमत में। किसी भी हेयरिंग एड की खरीदारी पर बिना किसी फिकर के 3 साल की वारंटी भी हासिल कीजिए। फ्री नो ऑब्लिगेशन हेयरिंग टेस्ट के लिए आज ही कॉल कीजिए हेयर मैक्स। सर्व करते हैं GTA में 2 लोकेशन से,
जेन एग्लिंटन या फिर दंदास एरनडेल के इंटरसेक्शन पर। 4167928792 हेयर मैक्स 4167928792।
डॉक्टर मुजीब काजी आपके फैमिली डेंटिस्ट, दांत निकलवाने हैं, लगवाने हैं, क्राउन्स हैं, ब्रिजेस हैं, इवन इम्प्लांट्स या ब्रेसेस लगवाना चाहते हैं तो ब्रैम्पटन में हैंसन और क्वींस के इंटरसेक्शन पे, और अब सिग्मा डेंटल क्लिनिक विलियम्स पार्कवे एंड क्राइस्टलर के इंटरसेक्शन पे। बेहतरीन डेंटिस्ट तमाम इंश्योरेंस प्लान को एक्सेप्ट करते हैं। अपॉइंटमेंट बनाइएगा, साजो आवाज का हवाला देके डिस्काउंट हासिल कीजिएगा। डॉक्टर मुजीब काजी आपके फैमिली डेंटिस्ट, 9054578661।
हाँ जी, समय खराब, वेलकम बैक टू रेडियो साजो आवाज। 4:05:34 हमारी घड़ियों में हो चुके हैं, और जैसे हमने आपसे प्रॉमिस किया था कि रीजनल काउंसलर फॉर वार्ड 3 और 4 सिटी ऑफ ब्रैम्पटन से मार्टिन मेरियोरस इज विद अस, एंड शाजिया जी इज गोइंग टू बी टॉकिंग टू मार्टिन। शाजिया जी,
हाय मार्टिन, हाउ आर यू?
ओह,
the line has just dropped.
Yeah, you can go ahead and I'll try to get
okay. जी, हम आपको कुछ बताना चाहते हैं कि हम मार्टिन मेडेरस जो हमारे हैं रीजनल काउंसलर वार्ड 3 और 4 से ब्रैम्पटन में, असल में ब्रैम्पटन में बहुत सारे मसाइल थे तो हमने सोचा कि हम ब्रैम्पटन से किसी को लें और हम उनसे पूछें कि ये जो सिटी में जो कुछ चल रहा है वो क्या है और उसके क्या मसाइल हैं और वो पॉलिसीज़ जो हैं सिटी क्या बना रही है और उसके लिए क्या स्ट्रैटेजीज़ इन प्लेस हैं। तो उसी सिलसिले में आज हमने मार्टिन मेडेरस को रिक्वेस्ट की थी कि आप हमारे साथ रहें, तो वो ही हैज़ बिन वेरी काइंड, उन्होंने कहा कि हम हमारे साथ रहेंगे। सो मार्टिन, आर यू ऑनलाइन विद अस?
यस, इट्स अ प्लेजर टू बी हियर विद यू। थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you very much, Martin. Martin, my dear, your phone really seems to have a problem, because last time even we tried to talk to you, on TV, and now, so is everything okay?
Yes.
Just a little COVID effect. Just a little advice that make your payments on time, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Martin, my dear, I know that City of Brampton has been doing a brilliant job. Really, I know all of you guys, you come out on every Wednesday and along with the mayor, and you give us a full update of the policies and everything is that's going on. But one thing is very surprising, that cases in Brampton are still going up. So what do you think? You always have Dr. Lawrence Lowe and others who give us an update on the health front. What is going wrong? I mean, or what has not been taken care of?
Well, if you look at the recent data, and it's interesting to see that majority of the data that you see, a lot of it is healthcare workers, which we expect, also long-term care facilities. So we know we've had a high number of cases in our long-term care facilities. And also the cohort between 20 and 29, surprisingly, and that's where it's very concerning, is that you're seeing a high number of our cases, a high percentage, from youth between 20 and 29. And that really tells us that youth are still gathering, that youth are still, you know, if you look at our bylaw tickets, we've given approximately 600 bylaw tickets, between 550 and 600. And a lot of it has been for backyard parties, barbecues, birthday parties. So that just tells us that it just seems that there's a segment of population that don't take it seriously. I can tell you in my area, which I represent, which it's close to Sheridan College and McLaughlin and Steeles. There's a plaza there, and I've had numerous calls from people in the community upset because they see a lot of youth hang around in their cars in the plaza very close to each other. And, you know, and unfortunately, it just seems that if you look at the data, that a lot of these gatherings, people are not taking it seriously. So that tells us that we have council tomorrow. And I know that speaking with the mayor and my colleague, It looks like we're going to have to see how much more enforcement we can do, because it just seems people are not understanding how this virus works, how it can be transmitted easily, and it just seems that the young people, that age group between 20 and 29, they're not taking this seriously at all.
Okay. Martin, there has also been, I mean, that is at the provincial level, but just because we are talking to you, I just thought that we should ask you.
Yeah.
Different provinces and now some cities also have talked about easing some of the restrictions. So is there something under consideration in Brampton as well?
No, not at all. And, I think the mayor and myself and our medical officer, we've been very clear that any type of opening that we would have to, again, the openings that we can control. We can't control business openings because the province has jurisdiction. So if the premier, if he made the decision to open, but more and more, the province is recognizing and our medical officer says we have local issues. So majority of the province, if you look at all the numbers, majority is coming from the GTA. And so our reality, unfortunately, here in Brampton, is actually our numbers have passed Mississauga. So that tells me in Peel, we're not there yet. So when people tell us, why are we opening businesses? It's not us, it's the province. But I know at City Hall, we're not in a hurry at all to open up. We opened up tennis courts, 21 tennis courts, and we opened up a golf course, a public golf course. And I can tell you right now that our tennis courts and golf course are being used, not at full capacity, but it is an outdoor sport. We're monitoring it, and we're in contact with our medical officer to see at what point should we maybe close it. But right now, as of today, there is no intentions because our numbers aren't there. Our numbers are actually keep going up, and this is a big concern.
Okay, Martin, there also has been a concern. I earlier checked with the mayor as well, and he, of course, gave me his perspective, but because you were at the council as well, so I would like to ask you what you council member think about it, because I'm sure you might have received a lot of complaints from the community members, especially women. It is so difficult to go out and, do shopping of even the essential goods, but once women are out, they have been, teased by some hooligans, and it has really made their experience stepping out of the house very difficult. So have those complaints come to you as well, and have you guys at the council level discussed all those things?
Well, I can't say, again, respectfully, I vaguely have heard anything. If anything, I might have, again, received some complaints about unruly behavior, but again, nothing to the dimension that would be discussed at council. So as far as I'm aware, we've never discussed this at council, and if this is happening, then certainly, one of the things we would have to do, again, if a woman feels that her life is a threat or if she just feels unsafe, then that really has to be escalated to our provincial police, our Peel Regional Police, because really it's, first, it shouldn't happen, and second, really the city does not have any tools or any type of capabilities to intervene if there is, I guess what I'm hearing, people, making derogatory comments towards women.
Okay. Just absolutely the last question, Martin. What strategies and policies you have in place in case you think that, we are confident enough to open the economy at, at our own level, at the municipal level? What are the things that you are working on at the moment?
Well, the first thing is trying to figure out what are essential. What do people really need right now? So if you think of what do people depend on the city, we hear, for example, sports user groups, people want to play cricket. They would like to get out there and start playing. So we have to first make a decision. Can we allow this type of sport to be played in a way which will protect the people playing and it won't lead to any further increase? And we won't allow any opening unless we're 100% confident that we have the right measures in place. So at this stage, everything that we do, we will look at it from a staffing perspective. Are we protecting our staff? So, for example, at the golf course, one thing, you know, I always ask is if we're going to open up the golf course, let's first think of the staff people. Are they being protected? Is our resident going to be protected? And can we do this in a fair way? So we have to really, we can't really make a blanket statement on, you know, we should open this or that. We really have to look very particular on what service that we provide as a city and what program, and if there's a way that we can operate in a safe way. So I'll give you one of the examples, marriage. It's incredible to me, and it's a learning, that many people want to get married at City Hall for whatever reason. So we're getting a lot of pressure and a lot of people. So we're looking at ways in which we can allow and conduct marriage services in a way which is protects our staff, but also protects the people participating, maybe limiting it to five people. You know, so basically two people getting married and maybe two other guests, be it a best man and best thing, and then after ensure that there is social protection. So right now, I would just say that we're not close to anything being opening. We're going to, I would say we need to, next couple of weeks, determine exactly where we are. And our numbers, unfortunately, as of today and over the last week, are not positive. They're actually going high, and that's a big concern for us.
Okay, Martin, thank you very much for your comments. And as and when there are new developments in Brampton, we would once again trouble you just to get an update.
No,
so thank you very much for your time and comments.
And I appreciate you sharing the information. And again, just if you can keep in everybody, keep remembering to stay apart. And you know, try to social distance.
Absolutely, Martin. We are the company itself. I mean, as a mother company, we Sazo Awaaz, we have. If you look at our website, if you see our messages, we have been supporting Brampton in a big way. So whenever there whenever there are important messages, we definitely share with our you know, our audiences. So thank you very much for sharing all the updates, and we'll be in touch again.
Martin, thank you so much, and
you.
please do my advice and make your payments, okay?
and in wake of marriages at City Hall, don't eat too many sweets.
You got it.
I will make sure. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you so much, Martin. Thank you. Appreciate it, Martin. सबने आपकी बातचीत करवाई
और मच और शाजिया जी बहुत शुक्रिया. मुझे शाजिया ने ना आज एक लतीफा सुनाया. मैं वो लतीफ़ा आपको सुना, और एक्चुअली वो लतीफ़ा मेरे कपड़ों के ऊपर था. लतीफ़ा क्या था, कहते हैं कि एक माँ और उसकी दो तीन बेटियाँ निकली, सारों ने एक ही तरह का लिबास पहना हुआ था.
सही.
तो एक भाई साहब, पेशावर का वाक्य है, तो भाई साहब अंदर से निकले, कहते मड़ा
बड़ा अच्छा ये जो सोफा सेट है, हम अपने घर लेके जाएगा.
क्योंकि माँ मोटी थी, बेटियां पतली पतली थी, कहता मड़ा ये सोफा सेट बड़ा अच्छा है, हम घर लेके जाएगा. तो इन अदर वर्ड्स, मेरे मोटापे के ऊपर शाजिया जी ने बड़ा खूबसूरत कमेंट किया.
नहीं, मैं आपको मोटा कैसे कह सकती हूँ?
कमेंट करने का तरीका कार होता है, इट्स ग्रेट. मगर
नहीं, आप लड़की, आप उनकी बेटी है. मैं ये कहना चाहती थी, आप इतनी पतली हैं.
इसे कहते हैं कि मतलब बात भी कर लेना और बाद में उसको झाड़ भी देना. बहुत शुक्रिया.
मोटापे पे ना एक एनिवर्सरी, कपल की एनिवर्सरी थी, तो वो बीवी ने कहा भाई हमारी एनिवर्सरी आ रही है मियाँ को, तो आप मुझे क्या दिलाओगे, तो क्या गिफ्ट देना है. तो मियाँ ने कहा, जैसे हम आम होते हैं आदमी, कहते हैं कि भाई क्या चाहिए आपको, मुझे बता दें, जो चाहिए आपको आप मुझे बता दें. तो कहने लगी कि आई वांट समथिंग शाइनी दैट गोज फ्रॉम 0 to 165 इन 2 seconds, यू नो, रेस कार, राइट? दैट्स व्हाट शी वाज थिंकिंग. तो आदमी ने कहा नो प्रॉब्लम. ही वेंट टू द बाजार, और वहाँ से वो वेइंग स्केल ला के वॉशरूम में रख दिया उसने. एंड दैट वाज द लास्ट डे.
मोटापे पे एक और भी है जी, वो वाकया है कि वो ऐसे हुआ कि एक औरत ने ना, बीवी ने अपने हस्बैंड से बड़ा जी वो किया, गिला किया. उन्होंने कहा कि तुम वो जो साथ वाले घर में जो ब्लॉन्ड रहती है ना, वो चूंकि हसीन औरत है, तो तुम बार बार दरवाजे उसके लिए खोलते हो और बड़ा झुकते हो और बड़ी कर्टसियां दिखाते हो. तो ये क्या चक्कर है? तो वो कहने लगा कि नहीं, मेरे लिए तो तुमने कभी ऐसे नहीं किया. तो वो कहता है नहीं बेगम साहिबा, आपको याद नहीं है, आप जब भी मुझे थ्रेट करती हैं ना, आई एम डिवोर्सिंग میسنگ یو اینڈ آئی ایم لیونگ. میں اس وقت ہمیشہ دروازہ کھولتا ہوں لیکن آپ اتنی موٹی ہیں کہ نہ جاتی ہیں نہ آپ نوٹ کرتی ہیں کہ میں نے آپ کے لیے دروازہ.
اچھا میاں بیوی سے مجھے بھی ایک لطیفہ یاد ہے. وہ نا ایک مولانا طارق جمیل کی کلاس ہو رہی تھی, تو مولانا طارق جمیل نے, سارے آدمی بیٹھے ہوئے تھے وہاں پہ, تو مولانا صاحب نے ان کو کہا کہ دیکھیے آپ اپنی بیوی کے لیے نا تھینک فل ہوا کریں, آپ ان کو اپریشیٹ کیا کریں, چھوٹی چھوٹی بات پہ اپریشیٹ کریں, کھانا پکائیں آپ اس پہ اپریشیٹ کریں, چائے بنائیں اس پہ اپریشیٹ کریں, اور جو مطلب وہ آپ کے کپڑوں کو لک آفٹر کرتی ہیں, آپ کے بچوں کو لک آفٹر کرتی ہیں, تو آپ ان کو تھینک یو کہا کریں. خیر آدمی بیچارہ رات کا کھانا کھانے کے لیے گھر آیا نا, تو بیوی نے کھانا ان کے سامنے رکھا اور آدمی نے کھانا کھایا اور مولانا صاحب سر پہ سمائے ہوئے تھے, تو انہوں نے اپنے میاں نے بیوی سے کہا بیگم آج تم نے کھانا بڑا اچھا بنایا. بس اس کے بعد تو نہ میاں کا سر رہا نہ بیوی نے اٹھا کے پلیٹ اس کے سر کے بیچ میں ماری اور کہنے لگا آج تک تو تمہیں میری تھینک یو کرنا یاد نہیں تھا, آیا تعریف کرنی, آج ہم سائی نے کھانا بنا کے بھیجا اور تم تعریف کرنے بیٹھے. یعنی رانگ ٹائم رانگ پلیس.
رانگ ٹائم رانگ پلیس پہ نا ایک مدر ان لاس کو تو یہ یو لو یو ایوری بڑی لوز دیئر مدر ان لاس رائٹ,
فار شیور,
پورے یہ دنیا کا حقیقت ہے نا. تو اینی وے ایک آدمی تھا, وہ کرسمس کا وقت آیا تو اس نے اپنی مدر ان لا کو اس نے کہا کہ آج کل جو یہ سیمیٹری کے پلاٹس جو ہیں وہ پرائسز بڑھ رہی ہیں اس کی, تو اس نے ایک بڑا اچھا سیمیٹری کا اسپاٹ لیا اور اپنی مدر ان لا کو گفٹ میں دے دیا اس نے.
اچھا
کہ بھائی یہ لو سیمیٹری,
کوئی چاہیے چیز نہ دے سکے,
یو ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو وری اباؤٹ اٹ, آئی ول پے فار یور سیمیٹری پلاٹ. دے دیا, پچھلے سال کی بات ہے. اس سال جو ہے اس نے کچھ بھی خرید نہیں دیا اپنی مدر ان لا کو. مدر ان لا بڑے غصے میں آئی, کہنے لگی کہ یو نو ہاؤ کم یو ڈنٹ بائی اینی تھنگ فار می دس ایئر, لاسٹ ایئر تم نے اتنا مہنگا گفٹ دیا مجھے. کہ نہیں میں دیکھ رہا تھا کہ جو میں نے لاسٹ ایئر جو گفٹ دیا آج تک آپ نے اس کو یوز نہیں کیا. تو میں
عرفہ بھجی کی بات ابھی جب عرفہ بھجی نے کہی نا کہ کوئی چج دا تحفہ نہیں دیتا, یہ ایکچولی ہمارے ساتھ میرے ساتھ ہوا ہے. میں جب اسلام آباد میں نیشن کے دفتر میں تھی, ہمارے پاس ایک پولیٹیشین آتے تھے وہاں پہ, بڑے ماشاءاللہ رنگین مزاج قسم کے تھے مگر بڑی وہ لڑکوں کو اندر کی خبریں دیتے تھے. تو وہ آتے تھے وہاں پہ تو لڑکے سارے بات کرتے تھے, بڑے مزہ ہی آتے. تو ایک دن میں اپنی کوئی چیف رپورٹر صاحب جو تھے ان سے میں اپنی اسٹوری ایک مانگنے آئی کہ بھائی سٹی کی اسٹوریز ابھی تک نہیں ہے تو آپ کے لڑکے کیا کر رہے ہیں, خوش گپیوں میں مشغول تھے. تو وہ پولیٹیشن وہاں پہ بیٹھا ان لڑکوں سے پوچھ رہا تھا, کہتا ہے یار میری بیوی دی آن والی ہے یار, وہ برتھ ڈے پھر, اور دسو یار کی دیاں اس نو. کسی نے کہا جی وہ گڈی دے دیو. وہ یار کتنیاں گڈیاں دیاں؟ انہوں نے کہا جی کوئی ڈائمنڈ دس. وہ یار کتنے ڈائمنڈ دے سکتے ہیں؟ کوئی پرفیوم دے دیو, کوئی میک اپ دے دیو. اس یار بڑا ہی کچھ ہے. تو جو ہمارا چیف رپورٹر تھا نا وہ کہنے لگا اچھا یار پھر تو ایک ہی چیز رہ گئی ہے. کہتا نہیں یار ایسی چیز دیو کہ ڈیوورس دے دو, ساری زندگی ڈیوورس ہی ہو سکتی ہے, وہ ساری زندگی اس میں یاد رہے گی.
بہت بہت سامعین ابھی ہم آپ کے ساتھ ہوں گے, میرے ساتھ. میں نے آج پروگرام کے شروع میں اناؤنس کیا تھا, ہم یہاں فیس بک پہ جو لوگ دیکھ رہے ہیں ہم تھوڑی سی بریک لیں گے بیکاز اس اگلے سیگمنٹ کو ڈونٹ مس دا نیکسٹ سیگمنٹ. We are going to have a wonderful guest with us. Her name is Ann Panesar. Aap imagine kijiyega Ann Panesar and wo enak nahi lagati. And she sees perfect. Ek dam se kamal ka nazar aata hai unko.
Ye to aap keh rahi hai na, aap thodi uski aankhon se
dekh rahi hai. No. Once upon a time she used to have glasses. Enak lagati thi wo. اور پھر ان کے اپنے ڈاکٹر نے ان کو ایک ریمیڈی دی, اور اس کے بعد آپ کو پتا ہے کہ چائنیز, جیپنیز, فلپینوز یہ فوڈ کی ریمیڈی بھی یوز کرتے ہیں اور ادر ریمیڈیز کو بھی استعمال کرتے ہیں, جس سے دے لیو لانگ اینڈ دے لیو بیٹر اینڈ کوالٹی لائف. ابھی آپ این کو دیکھیے گا, میں تھوڑی سی بیک گراؤنڈ بھی ان کی لوں گی. الحمد للہ اللہ ان کو میئر اللہ گیو ہر لانگ لائف, ہیپی ہیلتھی لائف. She doesn't use any glasses. She doesn't use, once upon a time she used to have glasses, heavy glasses استعمال کیا کرتی ہوتی تھی, and then she use all these remedies, اور she is such an organized person, unbelievable. Her profession is teaching basically, and she teaches English and mathematics, پڑھاتی ہیں اعلیٰ grades کو. A wonderful person, and she lives with her remedies. And I thought, okay, it's better to share these remedies with my listeners. I wish I can get rid of my glasses. Meri anak utar jaye, mere sar ki dard agar control ho jaye, نتھنگ بیٹر دین دیٹ. ہم جب دوائیوں کے اوپر انحصار کرتے ہیں تو ایٹ دا اینڈ آف دا ڈے ہم ڈیمیج کر رہے ہوتے ہیں اپنے لیور کو. آپ کو پتہ ہی ہے کہ ٹائلنول 3 اور ایڈویل کتنا اثر کرتے ہیں ہمارے لیور کے اوپر. یعنی ایک چیز کو ہم صحیح کرتے کرتے اس کے آفٹر افیکٹس یا اس کے سائڈ افیکٹس ہم دوسرے آرگن کے اوپر چھوڑ رہے ہوتے ہیں. تو این ول بی ود اس ان نیکسٹ 5 منٹس ود ہر ریمیڈیز اینڈ ٹمبٹس یا اینز ریمیڈیز آپ اس پروگرام کو نام دے سکتے ہیں. اس پروگرام کو آپ بعد میں دیکھ سکتے ہیں تاکہ ہم نے اسی لیے سیگمنٹ کو الگ سے ایک سیگمنٹ بنا کے آپ کی خدمت میں پیش کر رہے ہیں. یو مسٹ یوز دیز ریمیڈیز. جیسے ماجد بھائی نے کہا نا کہ آپ کو کیا پتا ان کو نظر آ رہا ہے, ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ, یو نو مے شی لیو لانگ ہیپی ہیلتھی لائف, شی از واٹ اے ونڈرفل پرسن, ویری آرگنائزڈ, ویری کلین اینڈ کام پرسن. کیا ریمیڈیز استعمال کرتی ہیں میں آپ کے ساتھ شیئر کروں گی یہ تھوڑی دیر میں. اسٹے ود اس. کیا پیش کر رہے ہیں تقریباً اگلے 8-5 منٹ میں این ول بی ہیئر ان دا اسٹوڈیو. اسٹے ان ٹچ پلیز. فیس بک پہ ہم بریک لے کے اس سیگمنٹ کو سیپریٹ ریکارڈ کرنے کے لیے آ رہے ہیں. اسٹے ٹیونڈ.
سو 5 منٹ کا ایک گیت ہے مہدی حسن صاحب کی آواز میں, یوں زندگی کی راہ میں. سماعت فرمائیے.
یوں زندگی کی راہ میں ٹکرا گیا کوئی صاحب. انجوائے دس بیوٹیفل سانگ.
زندگی کی راہ ٹکرا گیا کوئی, زندگی کی راہ ٹکرا گیا کوئی, زندگی کی راہ ایک روشنی بکھرا گیا کوئی, زندگی کی راہ ٹکرا گیا کوئی, زندگی کی راہ. وہ حادثہ وہ پہلی ملاقات کیا کہوں, کتنی عجب تھی صورت حالات کیا کہوں, وہ قہر وہ غضب وہ جفا مجھ کو یاد ہے, وہ اس کی بے رخی کی ادا مجھ کو یاد ہے, مٹتا نہیں ہے ذہن سے یوں چھا گیا کوئی, زندگی کی راہ ٹکرا گیا کوئی, زندگی کی راہ. پہلے وہ مجھ کو دیکھ کر برہم سی ہو گئی, پہلے وہ مجھ کو دیکھ کر برہم سی ہو گئی, پھر اپنے ہی حسین خیالوں میں کھو گئی, بیچارگی پہ میری اسے رحم آ گیا, شاید میرے تڑپنے کا انداز بھا گیا, سانسوں سے بھی قریب میرے آ گیا کوئی, زندگی کی راہ ٹکرا گیا کوئی, زندگی کی
دلِ تباہ کی حالت نہ پوچھئے, اب اس دلِ تباہ کی حالت نہ پوچھئے. بے نام آرزو کی لذت نہ پوچھئے, ایک اجنبی تھا روح کا ارمان بن گیا, ایک حادثہ تھا پیار کا عنوان بن گیا, منزل کا راستہ مجھے دکھلا گیا کوئی زندگی کی راہ ٹکرا گیا کوئی.
قرضے سے نجات کے لیے ایک ہی نام, محمد صدیق, آل دا سولوشن, پرسکون زندگی اور کریڈٹرز کی کال سے چھٹکارا.
محمد صدیق آل ڈیٹ سولوشن بینکرپسی انسالوینسی کنسالیڈیشن کرتے ہیں اپ ٹو 80%. محمد صدیق آپ کے لیے کام کرتے ہیں. پرسکون زندگی, اچھی صحت اور لمبی عمر کی ضامن. اپنی زندگی کو پرسکون کرنے کے لیے, قرضوں سے پاک کرنے کے لیے رابطہ کیجیے محمد صدیق 416-671-0577.
کیا آپ یا آپ کی فیملی ڈیتھ, ڈسیبلٹی یا کریٹیکل النس جیسی ناگہانی صورتحال کے لیے تیار ہے؟ اگر نہیں تو سن لائف کی پردیپ جی کا نام یاد رکھیے گا 416-894-5872.
جی ہاں, صلاح مشورے اور کسی بھی پالیسی کے ریویو میں میں پردیپ سنگھ آپ کی پوری مدد کروں.
ٹرسٹ وردی آنےسٹ چارٹرڈ لائف انڈر رائٹر اینڈ کینیڈین ہیلتھ اسپیشلسٹ مسٹر پردیپ فرام سن لائف 416-894-5872.
اور ہر منڈے کو میرے ٹاک شو میں ضرور شامل.
جی صاحب, آج کا یہ شو جو ہم آپ کی خدمت میں پیش کر رہے ہیں, آئی نو این فار کوائٹ سم ٹائم, کچھ عرصے سے میں ان کو جانتی ہوں, کچھ عرصے سے نہیں بلکہ کافی عرصے سے جانتی ہوں. بنیادی طور پر این از اے ٹیچر, این پنیسر ان کا نام ہے, شی از اے ٹیچر اینڈ شی ٹیچز میتھمیٹکس اینڈ انگلش آر ہر مین سبجیکٹس. اینڈ آئی تھنک اگر بچوں کے لیے یقیناً این کی وہ سروس ہو تو یور کڈس کین رائٹ دا بیسٹ آف دا بیسٹ آرٹیکلس ان میتھمیٹکس میں پرائیویٹلی پڑھانے کے لیے این ہیں, گریڈ 7-8 تک کے بچوں کو این پڑھاتی ہیں. این پنیسر ان کا نام ہے اینڈ ابھی میں آپ کی ملاقات کراتی ہوں. آئی واز ویری امپریسڈ بائی ہر, ریزن بینگ آف کورس پڑھائی کرنے سے کے علاوہ این اپنی ذاتی زندگی میں جن ریمیڈیز یا جن عام زندگی کے طریقہ کار ہیں ان کو استعمال کرتی ہیں, جس کی بنیاد پہ اب آپ بھی مے شی لیو لانگ ہیپی ہیلتھی ٹرفک لائف. آج تک این گلاسز استعمال نہیں کرتی, اینک استعمال نہیں کرتی. اینڈ یو نو واٹ, آئی تھنک اگر میں اینک کبھی اتار دوں تو مجھے ہر چیز جو ہے وہ بلرڈ نظر آتی ہے, دھندلی دھندلی نظر آتی ہے. اور میں ہمیشہ سوچا کرتی تھی کہ شی مائٹ کانٹیکٹس یوز استعمال کرتی ہوں گی, مگر نو شی ڈزنٹ. اینڈ آئی تھینک یو ویری مچ فار بینگ ہیئر. Thank you very kindly and I welcome you to this beautiful program Saaz Awaaz with our listeners who are watching us on the television and Facebook and people who are listening you on the radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Those who are listening on the radio, once you reach home, you can go onto our Facebook, which is E-Awaaz Radio, and you can see what she does. And do you mind if you can introduce yourself? I know you, I'm a great admirer of yours, and she's my family. I think I know you for the last eight years, nine years?
Since Muhammad Ali was in grade five.
In grade five, look at this. Look
That's
at
the
this.
First time
eight
we
years,
met.
Eight plus yeah. years, eight mm. plus years.
Yeah.
So she was my Muhammad Ali's mathematics and English teacher. اینڈ اگین بچے بعض اوقات اپنی چیزوں کو دکھاتے نہیں ہیں. پھر میرے بیٹے کی ایک اسٹوری بلکہ دا پینڈا پبلشرز نے سلیکٹ بھی کی تھی فار دی فسٹ پرائز. اینڈ آف کورس آئی تھنک دس از وار آئی بلیو دیٹ وٹ ایور آئی ایم پروڈکٹ آف مائی پیرنٹس اینڈ آئی ایم پروڈکٹ آف مائی ٹیچرس. دیٹس ہاؤ آئی لک ایٹ اٹ. اینڈ ایف اینی اسٹوڈنٹ ڈز گڈ that student is product of course, the what the parents are focused child to do, and of course then product of the teachers. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Anne Panares, and I'm a retired school teacher. I used to teach English and math. I have written an English grammar textbook, which I used when I was teaching at the DeVry Institute of Technology. Now that I'm retired, I spend 6 months in Canada, and I spend 6 months in Mexico. I live in Mexico in a place called Lake Chapala. This is the biggest lake in Mexico. And this place, Lake Chapala, has a temperature of like spring all year round. And because of this, many Americans and Canadians have retired there. So now that I'm in Canada, I live with Arifa Muzaffar. Thank you very much for her kindness.
No, I thank you very much for being with me. Anne is a wonderful person. And I never ask you because she's my son's teacher, and I have utmost respect for her. I never asked you, and I always thought that you have those contact lenses.
No, I don't have contact lenses. One time, I was using contact lenses, and then at one point, my eye doctor said that there was an experimental study, and this contact lens was supposed to correct your sight. And so, but he said it's experimental, so we don't know yet how good this is. So I was willing to try it, and I tried it for a week, and I almost got into a very serious accident with this experimental contact lenses. Because I was driving to work, I was teaching at DeVry at that time, and this was early in the morning because my classes would start at 8:30. So early in the morning, I was driving to DeVry, and I couldn't calculate the distance between my car and the car in front of me. Mm. I almost drove into a truck that was right in front of me. I had to really brake hard. So right away when I finished my class that day, I went to my eye doctor and he said, no, you cannot use these eyeglasses, these contact lenses. And since that time, I never use contact lenses anymore.
You used to have glasses once upon
a
time.
Yes, when I was in high school, I used to have eyeglasses.
And then how did you get rid of those glasses?
Because I noticed when I was wearing the eyeglasses, and then when I took them off, I noticed that my eyesight was blurry. So I thought, why is it blurry when I take it out? But then when I have my eyeglasses, I can see, but not really very, very well. So I experimented. I did not use my eyeglasses. My mother used to scold me because she said, you are supposed to use your eyeglasses. So when my mother is around, I use my eyeglasses. When she was not around, I put my eyeglasses down. That's how I got rid of the eyeglasses. Because I noticed that when I did not use my eyeglasses, my eyesight was good. My sight was clear. So now, when I was reading this doctor's work, this doctor is a very famous doctor, European doctor. And he said that eyeglasses destroy your eyesight. Because, he said, when you use your eyeglasses, you're only focusing on one direction. You're just focusing straight. Therefore, you're not really using your peripheral vision. Because when you're using your peripheral vision, you have to turn your head. Right, but if you're not using your eyeglasses, you don't have to turn your head. You can just look around, up and down. So that's why he said. And this doctor said in his course that if you do not use your eyeglasses, you will gradually recover your original eyesight without the use of eyeglasses. So he advised his patients. He said, okay. I want you, and he also prescribed specific diets because the diet has to do with your health, your whole health. So he advised his patients, while you are doing this program, I don't want you to use your eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. Just do the exercises and you will notice, he said, that you will see the difference. So he had students that used the exercises that he taught, and in 1 week's time, their eyesight became much better. And he had one patient, this was a 78-year-old man, and he was almost blind. So he went to this doctor, and the doctor taught him the exercise, and he also did the diet which the doctor prescribed. But this patient used only one exercise, and this exercise is called palming. So what you do is you rub your hands like this, and then after that, you put it onto your eyes for one minute. And after you have done your 1 minute, you take away your hands and you blink very, very fast. Blink very, very fast. When you do that, even now when you do that, you can see that it's very clear. It's very, very clear. So this patient, the 78-year-old man, did this palming alone. He did not do all the other exercises. He did the palming alone every day, 24 hours a day. And in 1 week, he got rid of his eyeglasses.
It does make sense. For example, if I'm using glasses, either I see this and or yeah, when I have to see Majid, I have to turn all my body.
Exactly.
It does make sense. Ke aapko bhi eyesight check karane ke liye, when we go for the eyesight checkup, doctors, when they look at our peripheral muscles, yani jo side ke muscles hain, they make us to turn eyeball on the right, mm-hmm. and then on the left, then on
up
the top and
down.
Towards the down as well. So this means we are making those muscles to work.
Exactly.
For example, if we have an accident, we do not use any part of the body, if I don't use it, the movement is restricted, it becomes restricted movement. So it makes sense that once I use glasses, I do not use my jo side ke muscles hai, I don't use my peripheral muscles. So I restrict my extreme right and extreme left movement of the eyeball. Mm-hmm. It does make sense.
Yes, yes. So you are not actually exercising your eye muscles. And that's why you become very dependent on the eyeglasses, because you are now very dependent to see through your eyeglasses. But that is really destroying your eyesight, because your eye muscles are not really exercised.
So you said rubbing the hands for how long?
Take your eyeglasses off. And then Rub your hands until it gets warm.
Is it a fingertip or
palm? No, just your palm. It's called palming.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you cover your eyes.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Open your eyes. Blink, 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 blink. Open. Can you see clearly?
I can see you.
Yeah, but how about around you? It should be clear. This means once I rub my palms, it's known as palming. Palming, yeah.
So this means I rub my palms. In other words, I am making it warm.
Warm, yeah.
So I make it warm.
Goes into your
so
eye.
I make it warm, so then I have to put it on my eyes.
For
Do
one,
you think, should
one
I
minute.
Press it?
No, just leave it there.
Should I press
No,
it?
You don't press. You just leave your hands covering your eyes and count up to 1 minute.
Okay, then.
Okay, after 1 minute, then you take off your hands, and then you blink very, very fast. Blink fast, blink fast.
Okay. How many times I have to repeat it?
Repeat it 5 to 7 times, at least.
Okay, yeah. So this is known as palming.
Palming.
So this is one of the method. What
yes.
You use it on a regular ground?
I use it every morning when I wake up. That's the first thing I do. I just rub my hands, and I do the other exercises too, but that's the first thing that I do. And then I just...
What are the other exercises?
The other exercise is blink. You blink for a minute. Now, the blinking of your eyes does three purposes. One, it greases your eyes, cleans your eyes, and give it a break from the light. So with this blinking, you just blink, look this way, you will regulate your blood, the blood circulation of your eyes. So what you do is just blink for a minute. Very easy, just blink for a minute. And then you open, blink for a minute, do it seven times.
So it's not blinking, it's a closing my eyes. So keep it closed for a minute.
Yeah. And then
so
you blink.
At 1 minute, you keep your eyes closed.
Don't strain your eyes. Just close
it.
Yeah. Then you blink for 1 minute.
Then
just
open
blink,
it.
Blink for 1 minute. Then do it again. Close. And then blink.
So then
again.
Blink.
And then close.
Then close.
To give a rest to your eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that helps the regulating the blood in your eyes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So you just, it's very easy. All you have to do is just close and then blink, close for at least 1 minute. So this exercise is just, 10 minutes? Because each exercise is just good for one. I mean, you
so
do
this
it for
mean
one
if
minute.
You use glasses to get rid of the glasses, if
don't use it when you are doing the program. Don't you? I advise your sister, I said, because she has been using eyeglasses for a long time. I said to her, okay, when you want to use this program, gradually decrease your dependency on your eyeglasses. So maybe the next day, you use only or do not use for 2 hours. And then you can use it again. And then increase it, maybe 3 hours next time, 4 hours. And see if you will be able to increase the number of hours that you don't use your eyeglasses. So gradually you just do it instead of quitting cold turkey. Because some people, they don't want to do it, you know. So I said, gradually decrease the number of hours that you are dependent on your eyeglasses.
So do you think if I take off my glasses and do you suggest any exercise for the eyes where I turn my eyes right and left and for the peripheral muscles, would you have something for that?
But you have to do the exercise daily.
Every day?
Yeah, because if you don't do it, just like any part of your body, if you don't use it, it becomes lazy. Like the guy who says, yes, a lazy eye. Yeah. But you have to do the exercise daily. So there are 10 exercises here that I have written down. So one of them is the blinking. So blink is very easy. So blink for 1 minute. But of course, blink and then open. So that blink and open for 1 minute. Then, because the lack of blinking makes your eyes dry. And when your eyes are dry, it causes inflammation. And that's where the poor vision comes in. Because your eyes are dry, therefore, the vision is going to be affected by that. Mm-hmm. Another exercise is to rotate your head while staring ahead. So what you do is you first slowly turn your head from right to left, but you are looking straight ahead. So just slowly turn your head to the right, slowly, to the left. You do this.
How to what extent I have to turn to all the way to the right?
No. Your head should be looking straight forward. Your head should be straight.
Can you please do it for me? How would I do it?
Just your eyes will be looking. So now, this is exercise number two. Looking straight ahead, you move your head slowly. You move your eyes. Or your head slowly to the right, right? But you're looking straight. Only
so this
your
mean now that this is a basically exercise of the side muscles.
But your eyes will be looking forward like this. And then you move like this, then like this. So you do this for 1 minute. But you have to do it slowly. Because if you do it so fast, you'll be straining your eyes and you get a headache. And also, if you do your thing so hard, you get a headache. So what you do is you just look to your right slowly. But when you are looking to your right, you have to make sure that you inhale. So
mm-hmm.
and then you do the other one. Left, you inhale, then you exhale when you turn to the other side.
So this means if I am sitting, you have,
yeah,
first
you
of all, if
straight,
you have glasses,
yeah,
take off your glasses,
mm-hmm,
see straight.
Yes.
Inhale, andar ki taraf saans leke jaye.
And then exhale when you turn to the left. Exhale when you turn to the left, yeah. But don't stress your eyes, okay? You have to perform this very slowly.
अच्छा, अब इसमें जो उन्होंने कहा है कि एक तो मैं आंख को एक्सट्रीम राइट की तरफ मत खींचूं,
अपने डोंट फोर्स जस्ट एज फार एज योर आईज कैन गो, बिकॉज इफ यू फोर्स यू गेट अ हेडेक बिकॉज यू आर स्ट्रेनिंग योर आईज. सो जस्ट लिव इट, यू नो, एज फार एज योर आईज कैन गो. व्हेन यू फील द पेन, द स्ट्रेस, देन इट मीन्स यू आर डूइंग इट, ओवरडूइंग.
सो फ्रॉम देयर यू टर्न,
या, एंड देन यू डू इट लाइक दिस. Then you do the other right, the other side too, right?
So then on the...
Then you are...
How many times we have? 10 times each?
Repeat it 5 to 10 times, depending on how much time you have, you know. Sometimes I cut short if I don't have too much time. Sometimes I make it longer, depending on the kind of time I have. But that's one exercise. Because now you are really exercising your peripheral vision. So you are now forcing your eye muscles to do this. Because before you were not doing it. So, but then, after you have done that, you close your eyes for a few seconds to give it a rest. So you close your eyes for a few seconds after you have done that exercises of turning your eyes right and left. Then you are okay. Okay? So, the other exercise is you close your eyes and relax. Just close your eyes and just relax. You do nothing because the darkness will help to strengthen the photoreceptor fluids in your eyes. So you just sit, relax, close your eyes, do nothing, and count 1 minute. You do that. And then after that, you just open your eyes. That's it. But the closing...
Eyeball hota hai, aur
yeah.
Eyeball mein agli side pe aapko ye jo हमारे आयरसेस कलर्ड पार्ट नज़र आता है, वाइट पार्ट सेक्रियोटिक नज़र आता है, और ये पूरी की पूरी नर्व पीछे से हमारी ऑप्टिक नर्व हमारे दिमाग की तरफ जाती है. आँख का जो बॉल है अंदर से, इसके अंदर लिक्विड भरा होता है, मसल्स होते हैं सारे और अंदर इसके लिक्विड भरा होता है जिसमें, और पीछे का जो पर्दा होता है जिसको हम रेटिना कहते हैं, जहाँ पे इमेज बनता है, उल्टा इमेज बनता है, और ऑप्टिक नर्व जब उसको लेके जाती है तो फिर वो सीधा बिल्कुल वही कैमरा आँख के स्ट्रक्चर के ऊपर बना हुआ है. तो अब इनका कहने का मकसद ये है कि जब मैंने आपसे कहा ना, बहुत से लोग रातों को जागते हैं, अल्लाह ने रात बनाई थी, देयर वाज अ रीज़न फॉर द नाइट. सो व्हेन वी क्लोज आवर आईज, सो दिस मीन्स कि वो जो फ्लूइड है आई बॉल के अंदर, हम उसको रोशनी से बचा रहे हैं, और जो फोटो रिसेप्टर्स आई बॉल के पीछे हमारे रेटिना के ऊपर हैं, हम उनको रिलैक्स कर रहे हैं. सो इवन इन आवर नॉर्मल लाइफ, इफ़ यू आर सिटिंग वेटिंग फॉर समबडी, जस्ट क्लोज योर आईज. दिस मीन यू आर गिविंग ब्रेक टू योर फोटो रिसेप्टर्स एंड द फ्लूइड इनसाइड द आई बॉल. यस प्लीज.
यस यस, दैट्स गुड. नाउ दिस वन इज अनदर एक्सरसाइज. इट सेज मूव योर गेज इन डिफरेंट डायरेक्शंस. This exercise is suitable for nearsightedness and farsightedness.
दूर की नजर और कम करीब की नजर अगर आपकी कमजोर है.
Nearsighted and farsighted people. So first you have to look right to left for 5 seconds. So just look right to left, right to left, right to left for 5 seconds. Then you also do up to down, up to down, up to down for 5 seconds. So left to right, left to right, up to down. Then you turn your eyes in circular motion. So you just turn like this, your eyeballs will be going like this, round. So now it's going around and around. Yes, that's it, around and around. But that's
Masha karna, bhai, bitha ke bachon ko dry. There's one exercise what Anne does is, That's a phenomenal lecithin, I believe, for the headache. And you know what? These are the it's great. And I realize today we are really restricting our muscular movements.
Yes.
And we are just forcing ourselves into handicappedness.
Exactly. Because you see, the exercise, whether it's physical exercise or the exercise for your eyes, what it does, do you understand what it does to your body? One thing that it does to your body, what do you think?
It makes muscles move and relax, and it makes them efficient.
What it does, it gives oxygen to your body.
You're right.
That's what, because, you see, I have osteoporosis. I have very, very thin bones. So my doctor said, I have never seen bones as thin as yours. So he gave me the medication. I took the medication for a year. But during that year, I did physical exercise. I have my own regimen. I did physical exercise, and I took, of course, the medication which he gave me. When I went for a checkup, he said, I don't know what you're doing, but your bones are very good now, he said. So I don't know what it is that you're doing. Keep doing it. But I said, I didn't do anything extra. Then when I was reading this, I said, it was the exercise. Because when you exercise, you're really giving your body oxygen. And that's what your body needs. Because your brain, your eyes, your heart, they need the oxygen. And the exercise will do that.
And exercise, even when do exercise, if you have trainer especially,
yes,
they always tell you at what point you have to exhale and what point you
mm-hmm.
have to inhale.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that is something just to oxygenate our muscles.
Exactly.
So
yeah, you have to. But that's what the exercise does to your body. And that's the same thing with the exercise to your eyes. Gives the oxygen to your eyes and your physical. When I went, because as I told you, I wasn't sure if I was asymptomatic for COVID-19, and I was afraid I said maybe she will not let me go home to her place because she knows I'm exposed because I'm traveling. So before my 14 days of isolation was finished, I said, I don't want to go back to Brampton because if I'm carrying the virus, I don't want to jeopardize her and Muhammad Ali. So I said, I have to be sure. So I went to the center and they tested me. And they were so pleased because my oxygen level was 96%. 96%.
And it's only the you use these remedies.
Yes, that's all. I don't take
Mashallah.
Any medication. But so I was reading something last night, and this doctor said, if your oxygen level is below 95, that's not good. Especially if it goes to 88, that's very bad. You have to talk to your doctor. Because
so it should not be above 88?
Below
88.
Below 88,
below.
It's bad. It should not be below 95.
And if it goes to 88, that is worst
That's
scenario.
Bad. Yeah, you have to talk to your doctor. Because the lack of oxygen can cause many other problems inside your body. So they give you the pulse oximeter to test your oxygen level and your heartbeat. And my heartbeat was very, very good too.
Mashallah.
Yeah. So that's why when my result came, I was so happy because it came negative. But I just voluntarily went there. But that's what they said, that the oxygen level, they test your oxygen level because they have to know how much oxygen is going inside your body. But the exercise will increase that oxygen level.
I'll come to the point now. And once you talk about the exercises, and this is a very important and a valid one. Do you go to the gym to do these exercises?
I don't. I have my own regime at home. I don't go to the gym. I just do my own.
But you don't use any equipment, though.
No, I don't use any.